has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund, Instant Win Game, and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund. Let's get you what you need. Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves are at home next Saturday and Sunday night versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. The Chicago Bulls head into the All-Star break at 28-29 thanks to their win last night over Boston. Jimmy Butler, of course, the leading scorer. Now he's down in New Orleans for NBA All-Star weekend. Butler went on First Take this morning, and we all know Jimmy loves talking, but he did show a little self-awareness this morning.
I think guys take what I have to say into consideration. I think I might talk a little bit too much, I will say that, but I think it's for the better. I want everybody to be great. I want everybody to want to win, and I think we all do want that, but I think everybody goes about it a different way. I do believe that.
The Bulls will now enjoy the All-Star break. They're off until Phoenix comes into town a week from tonight. Moving to baseball, both the Cubs and White Sox spring camps are underway. The Cubs are, of course, the world champions, and with so many young players, defending that crown is something of an unknown to most of the roster, but not to this guy.
We just have to prepare and go out and play like we did last year. Obviously, that's hard to do because we did do a lot of things. You know, defensively, we set records. Offensively, we were pretty amazing, and then we had the best pitching staff in the league.
That was Cubs ace John Lester, and you can hear the Score's first spring Cubs broadcast a week from this Sunday. That is February 26th, when they take on Cleveland. Hockey, the Blackhawks have been off all week. They're back tomorrow night when they host Edmonton at the United Center. Tanner Caro and Nick Schmaltz have both been recalled from Rockford, so they'll be available there. And finally, in the NFL, Jets defensive back Darrelle Revis has been charged with multiple felonies after an alleged fight last weekend in Pittsburgh. And Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo reportedly will not be traded. Those reports indicate that Romo will instead be cut and then be free to play wherever he'd like next season. Swing into spring with the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. The Scores Bernstein and Goff will be broadcasting live next Friday from 1 p.m. to 6. Come check out the show and grab some Score swag. For information, visit cbschicago.com/events. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you were listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you, Kevin Zipak, for a job incredibly well done, considering the 35 straight hours you've been here.
A job done.
Vincent Goodwill was on the show from Comcast Sportsnet. Bruce Levine on the show. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are fine, fine producers. Ray Diaz helped out. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Listeners, say hello to me tomorrow if I see you out at the Monster Jam, the Monster Truck festivities out at Allstate Arena.
You're a celebrity judge.
I will be a celebrity judge from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Judging what?
Truckness. Truckosity.
Truck lands.
Are you judging the performance of a truck? The look of a truck? What's to be judged?
Number one, I'll find out tomorrow. Number two.
He's qualified, though.
Number two, as I talk out of my butt here, I assume that I'm judging, you know, how those things are judged, which is like how cool it looks, how high in the air you go.
I didn't know there was subjectivity.
Absolutely.
Thought,
really?
Yeah.
I had a Bigfoot replica as a kid, the monster truck that everybody loved.
Yeah. You did? I remember Bigfoot.
Yeah. So you're just like levels of awesomeness?
Yes. Okay. And I am eminently qualified to judge levels of awesomeness.
Hold on. Let me hit Google. How do you judge
a monster truck competition? I was never a monster truck guy. And then last year I took Ruben and it's awesome. So now I'm on
and
board.
No animals are hurt.
As far as I know. You know,
we'll see. The circus then.
Right. Yeah, it's true. And but we gave away 3 VIP judge packets earlier in the week to listeners. 3 listeners are going to be judges with me.
Oh, wow. There's a WordPress right here. There's a WordPress, how to be a Monster Jam judge.
Could you send me that link, please?
I got you. I got you.
There's another one for the Supreme Court, by the way.
Oh, man.
He's been mentioning it all week.
Yeah, I had to be nominated and approved by the Monster Truck Senate.
Yep. Still trying to get it through.
Actually made up big trucks.
It's taking a long time. So long. Too long.
I never felt to ask. I never even thought. He was like, yeah, how would you judge something like that? Just sit there and whatever your son likes the
levels
most.
Of awesomeness. Last year, Ruben loved Gravedigger, the awesome truck named Gravedigger. Mm-hmm. And then we're in the car the next day. And he's like, Daddy, I want to hear Gravedigger. Think that there was a song. So I go on Spotify.
Be careful.
And I found a band named Gravedigger with an album called Gravedigger that has a song called Gravedigger on it. Death metal. Hardcore death metal.
He's at that age.
Dude, he loves it. Absolutely.
Oh, you guys listen to it?
Oh, yeah. It's in his playlist now. It's in his playlist. Parenting. He's all about it. No, what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with it, man.
Death metal.
Yes.
It's just giving his kid what he wants. What's up next?
The Grave Digger.
A little Morbid Angel, maybe a little Rammstein in there.
Let that boy's ears expand at his own rate.
What are the big four? Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax.
Okay.
Right? Are there new ones like Seven Dust and... Evengeful, like there's other ones that are out now. Yeah.
Out of my realm here.
No, come on, you're a music anthropologist, I heard today.
How smug is that term?
Oh, well, on the Speaks meter or
that's
child's play when it comes to Speaks. No, I heard it today. I heard you had some issues.
Yeah, but you're like mentally deficient when it comes to music.
How do you not? Wonder?
accident your way into, like osmosis your way into more musical knowledge.
The diffusion of water never allowed me.
The blood-brain barrier?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you've never walked into, a dorm room where it was happening and, you know, you're
I've been
like...
I've been around music. I've gone to...
That's good to know.
I've gone to concerts.
Did you ever play an instrument?
We had to, you know, we played
the recorder. Yeah, so yeah, I was going to clarinet.
The recorder into the clarinet. Yeah! And then I did play the saxophone.
Nailed it!
Yeah. I played the saxophone.
Okay. My son plays a clarinet.
Yeah, to keep your wreath wet.
Dude, wait, hold on. I think Mark Grody was also a clarinet player.
Well, there it is.
I think we're way too deep at score clarinet.
Right, we need a trombone guy.
Are you not listening? I graduated to saxophone, but then I was so intimidated by it. When there would be those concerts, I would just be the guy that was sitting up on the stage. Just mouthing it. But yeah, not really doing it. It completely passed me by. I don't understand.
Can you read music?
No. Okay. No. Very much cannot read music.
See, I was the exact opposite. I actually stood up, and when the Saints go marching in,
there's a surprise. You stood up.
I stood
look
up.
At me!
I stood up and did a solo, and my
weren't supposed to.
No, and my parents were like, "What's Chase doing?" I'm like, "Hey, man." I felt like the group was losing a little bit. I wanted to get the crowd back on my side.
Yeah, Preservation Hall, Dr. Michael White. Yeah. I like it.
Third grade, I just stood up. That's all right. Awesome. Follow me, Tony.
that's what they do at Preservation Hall when it's their turn. They literally stand right up.
Absolutely, man. There's some very good big bands around town. Brian O'Hearn, big listener to the station, actually, and his big band. Guys, stand up, man. When it's your moment, you stand up and take it. Jason was ready.
Damn right I was. That's
I never awesome, had my man. Moment.
And they told me this would be my last recital. Nah, man. We had to, I've mentioned it to Spiegs and Dan before, we had to either do an instrument or sport or both, because you had to have some discipline and you had to do something until 5 before the parents got home. So yeah. You know what I mean?
Creative outlet.
Yeah. But Stevie Wonder's kind of hard. That's a hard blind spot.
It's hard to miss that. Yeah. It's hard to miss that in your life.
It's kind of important.
Get some Stevie in your life. Is it that you like from what you've heard? It's you fine. Like it? No, or
he just doesn't chase it down.
I actually
any music.
No, I don't know anything about any music, but I like everything.
Okay.
So I like good music. I've seen Kanye multiple times. Think he's awesome.
Terrific show.
Yeah, it's a great time. Mm-hmm. Been to the Stones multiple times. Jack White was like the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Mm. I like going to good music with a hot girl and getting a little faded.
You just don't listen to it.
I don't retain it. I have no music acumen, no music IQ whatsoever. I don't understand it. I'm absolutely, what did you say, mentally incapacitated?
Deficient.
Mentally deficient. Yeah, that is absolutely accurate.
KYP, man.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But I know that it's not relatable because everybody cares about music and I have no ability
There's
to.
A ton of movies that all these guys have seen.
Right.
Everybody that works at the station has seen and I haven't seen them.
Man,
you know, there's a lot of shows that I haven't watched. There's blind spots for everybody.
Everyone's got their blind spots. Yeah. Mine Predator. Is just an entire genre.
Me and Predator.
Caddyshack.
Yeah, you're never...
I saw it. After Max's first run, you know, everybody's like, you got to see Caddyshack. I watched him. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
It's very dated.
There's some things. Now, Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
Fun's a noon.
Well, you're a longtime Jackie Mason guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Kidding me? Actually, I was a kid.
Did you guys see Jimmy on First Take? We just played a couple of cuts from it, but Hollywood Butler got out there pretty quick.
He loves himself some Jimmy, doesn't he?
He got to New Orleans awful quick. He just flew there last night.
He's got the Jordan brand responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. And that's today. Some of that stuff takes place today.
And the ugly shirt responsibilities, apparently.
It was a bad shirt.
What was that?
I don't
give me
real,
an ex, give me a, give me come on paint a picture.
I mean, it was like a shirt divided into quadrants.
Yeah, it was like
one was solid.
Was it
one
a button
was,
down?
One, a button down.
Okay.
One was striped, buttoned all the way to the top.
Nice.
Wasn't there a star? Flag? Wasn't there like an American flag?
Right. Like there
part
was
of it.
Like an emblem.
I'm gonna have to hunt this down. I have to figure this out.
It was a king of spades.
Yeah, was it?
Okay.
Oh, it was the king of spades.
Oh. It was a weird looking shirt, but I can't care.
Right.
Careful. Let's call the king of spades.
Right,
the king of spades.
Careful now. No, listen, Jimmy. Jimmy's. You know, these are the moments where franchises lose their players because they go and they are told how awesome they are. Like for years before LeBron went back to Cleveland, everyone around that team dreaded All-Star Weekend. Because Kyrie Irving would go there, and Kyrie Irving would hear how awesome Kyrie Irving is. Then Kyrie Irving would come back into the locker room like, y'all some damn bums. Like, I hate every one of you. Wow. This sucks.
I gotta come back to this crap.
So when guys leave, this is their time to get, you know, to get pampered and told how awesome they are, and he hasn't had that here locally. So
no, he hasn't lately.
You
know,
you get a chance
not.
To feel yourself. It's like a mental spa. You know, you go out there to New Orleans and hang out for a little bit. Get yourself, you know, 5-4 pounds heavier over the weekend.
New Orleans is a mental spa for everybody if you're doing it right.
But this is a big weekend for Jimmy, isn't it? Second time there, first time as a starter. Got Jordan Brand stuff. Mm-hmm. And as much as we've had those conversations, is he a top 15 player, top 12 player, whatever? He's feeling himself this weekend.
The cover of ESPN, the magazine with Chance, you know, talking about the city and trying to get himself more involved in the city and what's going on the south and west sides of the city. So, I mean... last night, I mean, if you're not, we know what they are, we know what they aren't.
But that was a good game.
Entertaining
game last night, man. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Me too.
Even at the end with the little controversy, a little snake bite that everybody's been taught for years. You know, Ron Adams was the king of teaching people how to do it. Marcus Smart, I don't think Marcus Smart got enough of him for the call, but that was a fun game. There were very few mistakes, very few like awful like what are you doing shots on either side.
And what I like,
it's because Nico didn't play.
There was also a little bit of that playoff feel kind of thing where teams were running pretty much their primary and secondary action every time. They weren't changing up a lot of stuff. And look, you knew where Isaiah Thomas was trying to get with the ball.
Yeah.
And he is just delightful.
He is amazing.
He's so much fun to watch. Everybody knew what was going on. Okay, we're going to take this away. Now what you got?
Man. And they were legit pissed off to lose that win going into the break.
Yeah. Because usually the game before the game before the All-Star break is the game that everybody's still making their travel plans into halftime. Like, nobody cares about that game. But they were going at it. You know, Marcus Smart, he's not what I thought he was going to be, but he has turned himself into a rugged, little agitator, and he takes big shots for them too. So
what do you think he was going to be? Because he was so damn competitive.
I thought Marcus Smart was going to be like a lead guard,
really
getting 19 a game kind of dude. Yeah. And it's all about that's why I am more careful about the draft as I get older, because it's all about situation and where you land and who cares about you and who's going to put the ball in your hand. Because you can't tell me, Isaiah Thomas has been fighting all his life to prove that he's better. He tried it. He had to prove that he was better than Darren Collison in Sacramento. He had to prove that he was better than the 3-point guards that they had in front of him in Phoenix.
And Brandon Knight, captain.
All he had to do was put the ball in his hand. Like, you realize how talented these guys are once somebody believes in them. And I'm not going to say Yogi Ferrell is on that level, but look, Yogi Ferrell had a week where he was scoring 20 some odd points a game because Rick Carlisle ran out of people to give the ball to.
Right. They all could.
A lot of guys can score.
They all could have given the opportunity. And then
how about Ish Smith?
Situations, man.
Ish Smith was a guy that the Sixers, Colangelo comes to the Sixers and says, look, we need somebody, we need a professional point guard who can at least run screen roll.
All right, so let's localize this. So who's waiting for the right opportunity on the Bulls bench? Isaiah Cannon? Isaiah Cannon's got 20 and 9?
You got to understand your game first.
Nobody there.
Yeah, you got to understand who you are first. I think there's a lot of guys on the Bulls who still don't understand who they are. Like Jerry Grant doesn't understand who he is.
I don't think Bobby Portis knows who he's supposed to be.
Who's helping him?
They got the worst coaching staff in the game. So,
yeah, they do. It's the worst in the league. No question.
The worst, by far the worst coaching
staff.
They
don't pay assistants.
And they have a chaotic rotation.
They don't have developers.
And the Taj stuff that he gave to Vince the other night was about Wade not really dealing with the kids, talking with the kids. It wasn't even about practicing actively. It was about like, hey, teach us something. Talk to us. Engage with us.
I brought it up the day after the fine and the benching that Dwayne Wade told several people that I did not think it was going to happen like this. And the first time I do what I do, he kind of slapped me in front of everybody. So I'm going to peel back. I'm gonna fall back the way you guys want me to, whether it's spiteful or not. Mm. So, I just...
But there's nobody teaching anybody.
No.
When you watch NBA games, when you cover the NBA, and it's probably not like it used to be because teams are a lot more guarded. But when you watch certain assistant coaches working with certain players before a game, I mean, working hard, really, really going hard with if you see a big man coach who knows what he's doing. When I used to watch Clifford Ray work with guys, and Tree Rollins, was another guy who and it was one move over and over and over again. And then maybe the next game you go to, the same guy is working on a counter move.
Teachers.
I mean, teachers. I used to talk about Ron Adams and the stuff he used to do with Kirk Heinrich.
and just watching the, you know, doing these around the worlds and then a move off each one from each spot on the floor to make it to build these basketball reflexes. Wait, Joakim Noah, I mean, you remember that guy? He couldn't throw it in the ocean if he's standing on the shore. And before games, that dude learned how to work, and he never got great. But he got as good as he probably was going to get just because he finally understood what it was. Even, you know, before game, guys, we talk about how hard their minutes are during a game, that these guys were dripping sweat 45 minutes before they even went in to change into their actual uniform.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's another thing about the draft where people say, you know, the 21-year-old, he's probably not that good. And guys keep adding to their game so many years into the NBA if they're in the right situation.
Yep.
And it's no wonder. I always thought that Tibbs was the one that was covering for Garpacz with they were drafting guys.
Oh, and guys would get better under him.
Get better with him and Ron Adams. They would. Taj Gibson got better. Joakim Noah got better. Luol Deng got better. Jimmy Butler got better. All of them got better. And now the player development isn't there, and they're shocked that the guys that they're drafting aren't turning into be good.
Young players they get lost easily, especially if they're not getting minutes. Hell, you saw it last night. There was a guy last night that I saw on that Boston and got minutes at the end of that Celtics game.
Rozier?
No. James Young. James Young had one of the most fantastic dunks for that Kentucky team a couple of years ago with Ant Davis. And I'm sitting there like, yo, this guy is going to be, it's going to be something here.
I forgot about James.
And guess what? He went the way of Xavier Henry, where it's like, you know what? I'm good. Nobody's working with me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to work on during the summer.
And they just shoot, too.
Exactly. Or I care more about other things. Like, for a while, Austin Rivers had that knock, where you talk to people in New Orleans.
Wanted to be a star.
Well, Austin Rivers would go shopping in every city that they traveled to instead of working.
And that's why much respect to a guy like Marcus Smart, who's busting his hump, but he's not the man, but he's doing what he can.
You know, maybe he could be a Tony Allen. You know, you get one of these guys who's a powerful 6'4 build.
Tony was a scorer at Oklahoma State. He came in the league and was like, I'm not here to score.
That's what I mean. Who can make a career. Out of defending, rebounding, agitating, and just being tough.
By the way, speaking of Isaiah Thomas, I think it's Lee Jenkins or Tim Layden. Somebody in SI has an Isaiah Thomas story, this one. And it's like talking about how when he was a little boy, and he was a very little boy, he would go kick people's ass at the Y and other places like that, and grown men would wait outside and try to fight him. Because they'd be so angry that this little, like this 12-year-old who looked 9 was dominating their pickup games. He would call his dad and say, Dad, can you come pick me up?
Yeah.
There's men waiting outside to beat me up.
On me. There's an ABCD camp picture of him and Kevin Love.
It's in there. It's unbelievable.
Crazy, yeah.
It looks like he was on Jackie Robinson West.
Right. Like there's a grown-up and a little kid. Like he's ready to sign his ball. Like, no, they're the same age. Yep. It's the last pick of a draft. Going to an all-star game and is going to get top 5 MVP consideration, man. So all these dudes who are languishing, thinking that the NBA owes them something, if you don't see that and think that you can be something, then you know the league's going to kick you out real soon.
I saw a little boy out here today.
Yes. Look at you.
A little guy.
That's a very small person.
Yeah, he is. He's an ass kicker.
And all this talk about, you know, how loud he is.
You saw him
how,
when he's chilling.
Oh, it just seemed...
You saw him when he was chilling.
Trust me. Lovely.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Docile.
It can't be the same kid I hear about. It can't
tornado.
Be.
It is a tornado, dude. Dude is a whirling dervish of poop, spit, and throw up. That's what he is.
My 3 minutes
and that man,
right. Yeah, right.
And that man you're talking about.
Party.
Yeah. That whirling dervish you're talking about is Nick Szczepkowski.
No.
I was going to say Terry Borges.
All right, fellas, have yourselves a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
They're Bernstein and Goff. They're next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Sidney Crosby scored the 1,000th point of his NHL career last night, becoming the 11th fastest player to reach that milestone in league history. What's remarkable about Crosby is that he has missed so much time with injuries and still crossed the 1,000-point threshold at the age of 29. More important, perhaps, he's played on 2 Stanley Cup champions and has led Canada to 2 Olympic gold medals. In 2010, he scored the winning goal in overtime in the gold medal game against the U.S. Crosby missed almost an entire calendar year and, for all intents and purposes, lost 2 seasons because of concussion-like symptoms he couldn't seem to shake. When he did, he instantly became a star again and was the MVP of the playoffs last spring. If Crosby can stay healthy, there's a good chance he can someday catch Jaromir Jagr as the NHL's all-time points leader, Mortal Division. Wayne Gretzky is in a category of his own. I'm John Feinstein.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday. CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials.
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
Is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2-3 through 4-10. Flooring offer valid 2-15 through 2-22. See store for details. U.S. only.
This week in music.
music history.
This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on the sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Can I ask my first question?
No.
The question is, I left to make a phone call. It was a 19-point game. What did UCLA do that quickly to turn around and squeeze it to five?
What were you doing, making an online purchase at Nordstrom or what? No. Now, come on. Here we go.
Annette, start us out. Set the tone. You're first.
I'm first.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Yes, my husband, Dick, my children, my grandchildren, my friend that brought me Lisa, and Roll Tide, Roll!
Man, we're going to be simple. We're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable. How cool is it when everyone else is shunning special teams and putting it on the back burner? How cool are you? How cool is that, man?
This is my day.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
And here we go. Between now and 6 o'clock, we have things for you. Our buddy Scott Paddock is going to drop by at 2:45, hang out for a little bit, get you ready for the start of NASCAR season. Yeah! 3 o'clock, Trevor Van Riemsdyk of the Blackhawks. Tell us about the very special event that they have going on in and around tomorrow night's game. And then at 4 o'clock, Al Bernstein, the Hall of Fame boxing analyst. And tell us a little bit about the big fight Saturday night between Adrian Broner and Adrian Granados in the Battle of Adrians. Someone's Adrian must go. I don't know how that works. Giveaways, too. Not only do we have 2 4-packs of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, we have a pair of tickets to see John Wick Chapter 2 and 3 seats at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship presented by Raymond James. We're going to give those away as well. I know a big email blast went out to our full database of anybody who has ever played in the tournament before, so I know it's a big sign-up day, so make sure that people go to onestepcamp.org or go to my Twitter feed if they want to make sure they can grab their seat, but you just might win one if you are listening today. 312-644-6767 is the number, WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting and sexting at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. And we also have the website that can get you to all stuff that we talk about in podcasts and all that. That's Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. We are always visible when we are in studio. And that video feed is available at watch670thescore.com and on Facebook, Facebook Live. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Sports fans, welcome back in. Football is here in America again. IFL football here at the Maverick Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're up here with Norm Macdonald in what's been an exciting game so far.
I lost my voice. What are you doing, man?
He's always wanted to do that to Norm Macdonald. That's what it was.
I've lost my voice, and it was because it's so exciting, you know. I mean, I'm a part owner of, you know, I'm not going to kid you, of the Screaming Eagles. But that wasn't the only exciting part. It's because this happened, you know. It's history. It's history.
Whoa, dude.
That's Robert Kraft territory right there.
Norm's having a good night. Screaming Eagles? What is that?
IFL? Is it Independent Football League? Is that what
indoor?
It is? Indoor?
I think indoor,
yeah. Oh, okay, indoor? I have no thoughts on the IFL.
I don't know what to say.
I just know, yeah. Norm was having himself a good night. Why do people, when they're having a good night, find themselves in front of a microphone? Don't you just want to stay away from those?
Well, sometimes you have somebody with you that makes sure.
Like, yeah, he can't talk right now. He's right. Dead.
Yeah, he's deceased. Unavoidably detained. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Tell us your story. We know that you're a part owner, but how did that arise? How did that come about for you to be involved in this?
Oh, well, I knew a guy, Vivek, you know, and his friends, kind of venture capitalists, these young rich kids, you know what I'm saying? And I don't got no money.
Don't look at me.
I would have money if there were no sports. But I decided I can get some money back rather than just pay money. So anyways, they gave me a piece of the team. And, you know, I went and saw what was going on. It was unbelievable, you know. It's revolutionary.
Vivek Ranity.
Yeah, the owner of the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm.
So he's the rich kids with money.
Wow.
That's you gotta say no.
The Cedar Rapids Titans, the Green Bay Blizzard, the Iowa Barnstormers, the Sioux Falls Storm, Wichita Falls Nighthawks, the Arizona Rattlers, Colorado Crush.
So some of these used to be Arena League teams then, right?
Yeah, they're playing in different places, though. The Nebraska Danger.
Because I remember the Iowa Stampeders, uh-huh, and the Arizona Rattlers.
Iowa Barnstormers.
Barnstormers. They got the cool goggles on their helmets. Yeah.
The Salt Lake Screaming Eagles and the Spokane Empire. Bum, 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 bum. Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Norm told me earlier that he's always dreamed of doing some play-by-play.
Yes, I have. Always, yeah.
So this is all you, Norm.
All right, what are we going to do?
Here's your rosters. Us everything.
Oh, we're doing play-by-play? Is the third quarter already starting?
It's getting there, Norm.
All right. Yes. Oh, the kicker of course, Spring comes out of Moorhead State. And, Not much of an effort.
People are texting right now saying that that's just how Norm sounds.
No, just like the Bernie Kosar stuff.
Right. There's obviously something else happening there.
Well, he's had a couple, something mood altering is involved here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but that's not just
Norm sipping on dirty Sprite
or lean?
Purple Lean. Right, yeah. Right. Norm hanging out with Future and the boys in Atlanta. Well, good for Norm. Yeah, I hope you didn't drive.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football, so join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls head into the All-Star break at 28-29 after their 104-103 win over Boston. They're off until the 24th when Phoenix comes into town. Spring training, White Sox side of things, Carlos Rodon, he threw for the first time this offseason. The team is moving him along slowly to reduce his workload. During pitcher fielding practice today, he was the only pitcher in his group not throwing the first base. That little nugget from Scott Greger, the Daily Herald, on his Twitter account. Thought that was a little interesting note. The Cubs, you can hear their first spring training broadcast a week from Sunday. That's February 26th when they take on Cleveland right here on The Score. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Edmonton tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves play at Texas this evening. Puck drops at 7:30. NFL news. Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis has been charged with multiple felonies after an alleged fight last weekend in Pittsburgh. Tony Romo reportedly will not be traded, but most likely cut, making him a free agent. And PGA play, it's the Genesis Open. Second round action, Johnny Vegas leads at 8-under. He's 4-under today through 10. Sam Saunders sits at 7-under after leading the first round. He tees off in about 2 hours. Jordan Spieth is 2-under today and 4-under overall. Be prepared for a winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Caller number six to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 will win a four-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring and visit chicagogolfshow.com for more information.
Yeah, last night's game was fun.
Yeah.
You know, there was an entertaining NBA basketball game. You had the guys hitting free throws. Bulls hit all of their free throws. I love seeing stuff like that. Jimmy Butler had his star moments last night, as well as Isaiah Thomas. I still don't understand, from the launch angle to the nifty footwork for such a little guy. I don't get it, but he gets it done. That was fun last night. You know, I know we're in the midst of dreading Bulls basketball, and I am too. But every once in a while, the game is the star, you know, and last night the game was the star instead of worrying about who's looking for shots and who's. See what happens when guys make shots and guys play ball?
When the ball moves side to side, that it's this whole thing, that there's no mystery to some crazy arcane Fred Hoiberg offense. It really is important to shift the ball from side to side, to pop it around, and the guys will get lanes to get fouled. Guys will be able to get. It's all about creating angles, and you don't necessarily need ball screens all the time to be able to turn a corner.
Well, you do when you have nobody that's double worthy.
Some teams are have to rely on them more than others. But if the ball's moving and defenders are having to figure out where it is and where they're going, and the offense is dictating spacing rather than the defense dictating spacing, it's not complicated.
No.
It's not complicated.
And last night was a good example of that. Now you get what Jay Donde has coined the Black Super Bowl this weekend. the NBA All-Star Weekend, which I remember as a kid, Dan, having Bob Lanier tell me that reading was fundamental, and seeing the leader in books read for the nation. They bring a little kid up there, and he'd say that he read 300 books, and by that time, you're like, all right, we're just starting the year here, so I got to catch up to that kid. And it used to be Saturday afternoon, and it'd go from Saturday morning to Saturday afternoon to Saturday night with the dunk contest and three-point contest. I kind of feel like now the NBA All-Star Weekend is much like pay-per-view boxing, where everyone says that boxing is dead, they don't watch it, and then all of a sudden you see those numbers, and you know, how the hell did Floyd make $200 million or $150 million off that fight? Everybody I know
is going to be watching.
Everybody I know, you know, whether you're like you're just traipsing around the house, you're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll watch some guys shoot, or the skills competition, or you see some personalities in the celebrity game. But the people that I know, whether it be, and it's not just the brothers either, the white guys I know, you know, everybody, it for the color wheel is spun and somebody lands on the NBA All-Star Weekend. So I'm sure I'll be vibing out with that a little bit, me and the little guy. It's his first All-Star Weekend.
And it also it reminds me that every few years, I need to do a long weekend in New Orleans. It's just good for you. Whether you do it with your family, or whether you do it with your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, it's just, if you've never been, you got to go. Been. First of all, it's an easy trip. And if you can stay relatively inexpensively, you can eat relatively inexpensively. I know some people have done an Amtrak trip where it's just straight south and they do like a fun old-fashioned train trip. I know a friend of mine did it with his son when he was younger, and it's just the best. You can walk everywhere. There's so much good stuff to eat. You should do one of those swamp tours if you get the chance, or you do like the old voodoo tour and you see the different neighborhoods. You go to the Marigny and the some of the older areas too. But man, it's just a great place, and it feels foreign
because there's it's because of the design and because of what's
the
still
culture.
What's still remnant mm-hmm. in of the some of the original culture is it just you feel like you're away, but it's great.
I've only gone there to cover sporting events, but luckily I've stayed 2 or 3 days while doing it. I covered the Final Four there, covered a title fight, and I covered the game where Jay Cutler got kicked in the chest and the rocks and the ass over and over again by that New Orleans Saints defense when he got sacked 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I unfortunately one time spent 11 consecutive days there.
Well, that's
too long.
That's too long.
That was too long because I covered the Super Bowl. And then I flew my then girlfriend down to hang out on sort of a busman's holiday because I still had the hotel at the same rate. And it was like in between Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. And we got out of there just as Mardi Gras was beginning, just as it was starting. It was sort of like
people starting
it
was to like, descend upon
like
the city.
Leaving Saigon.
Just looking back, hanging out, legs hanging out the helicopter, yeah, like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Looking, you got a chunk of me, but you didn't get all of me.
I got my shoe as we got out of there. But I mean, the Super Bowl, and then I've been there for a Super Bowl. I've been there for New Year's Eve during the Sugar Bowl when LSU was in the Sugar Bowl. That was a thing.
Oh, no.
That was the thing. Having New Year's Eve dinner with the family at Arno's on Bourbon Street that
while
night.
While a Louisiana team was playing.
Yep. Well, LSU was, it was, that was great.
You know, the backdrop of this weekend, though, is really about how much money a city will be losing. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper wrote on the Medium Friday that, quote, this could have been a very different weekend. The game and the parties that accompany the NBA All-Star game are tourism and revenue-driven. The Tar Heel State, in the wake of House Bill 2, data provided to the Charlotte City Council in 2015 suggested that the All-Star game would bring in an approximate $100 million, including $60 million in visitor spending alone. Charlotte is losing $100 million this weekend.
Wow.
This weekend because of House Bill 2 or HB 2 law, where, you know, or is crudely known as the bathroom law. Where
bathroom bill.
Yeah, the bathroom bill where the NBA yanked the All-Star game out of that city. They are losing $100 million in revenue this weekend, and I'm sure the NBA won't touch on it too much because they threw down the gauntlet and moved the damn game, and New Orleans is going to benefit from it. But, you know, I know a lot of the stick-to-sports people they cringe a little bit whenever you bring something from outside of sports that is directly affecting sports, but this is a league telling a city and telling a state that, you know, we are more mm-hmm. inclusive than your city or state would like to be, and we will move our money, $100 million for a weekend. You know, think about what's happening here, what this place used to be in terms of conventions, and we were just at McCormick Place, and every weekend, hell, 3-4 times a week, the convention center would be buzzing, and how that's died down and how that's dwindled to almost nothing, and you don't hear the cries anymore, but when it was happening, everybody's like, yo, a lot of money's leaving this city. There aren't as many conventions over there at McCormick Place. $100 million over the course of 3 days will be lost for the city of Charlotte because of the HB2 law.
Angry 815 listener on the text line. What do you mean go to New Orleans with your boyfriend? Are you gay, Bernstein? Stop being politically correct, you liberal. Well, that's the 815 will 815. And
now you're going to have like 3 815s like, don't lump us all in with this guy.
No, yeah, I do because it's every show, multiple 815s. And
that's before I even got to the HB2 law. Damn.
Yeah, right, before that. And yeah, I meant with your wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend for a couple reasons. First of all, women listen to this show also. And second of all, a man can have a boyfriend, and that's fine. And in fact, we are having Trevor Van Riemsdyk of the Chicago Blackhawks on at 3 o'clock to talk about what's going on with the You Can Play project and Hockey is for Everyone month and mm-hmm. the special aspects of tomorrow night's game, because Trevor Van Riemsdyk is the Blackhawks official ambassador to the LGBTQ community. So we'll talk about that, and that'll be your hockey fix at 3.
People still rock like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better believe they do.
Do not get
the 815 will always 815. When we come back, we'll give away a poker seat. That is next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, who invite you to the 2017 Auto
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Stacy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. I pre-qualified Stacy to purchase a home and introduced her to Ron Wexler, my preferred Plainfield realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
464 or a brand new Nissan Rogue marked down to 19215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of 18390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan today for their Auto Showdown markdown sale. Visit them at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or head to woodfieldnissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings is on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969. Two or more available at this offer. Sentra model 12017, Rogue model 22117, Altima model number 13117.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Everything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going
to
shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
System. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, I mentioned we had three seats to give away for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. It is coming up on Thursday. We are in the final week to get everybody signed up at onestepcamp.org. But right now, you can have the opportunity to play just because your caller number 8 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. You'll win a chance to play at the One Step Program's Children's Oncology Services Charity Poker Championship. It is Thursday, February 23rd at the Montgomery Club. Visit onestepcamp.org for more information or to grab your seat. I think there's one or two high roller spots remaining. So if you are a serious player, I can't confirm that. They might be sold out, but you can check
you could check by trying to buy one of those high roller seats. That's how you check.
That's right.
Get your ass in gear and get one of those high roller seats. You get the high roller package.
It's going to be a terrific night for a great, great cause. We just had our board meeting recently and everybody's so excited.
Was it fun?
About this year at summer camp. And we're going to be serving a record number of kids everything that we envisioned when we moved to Conference Point, and just to try to say, hey, we're going to have to sort of think outside the box to keep serving more kids, more hospitals, more mm-hmm. states, and just have a bigger and bigger footprint. And that means so many more happy kids that become part of our community. And poker is one of the ways that we do this, that we reach out, that we talk about what we're doing, that most importantly, we generate these funds. So go to onestepcamp.org and make sure you grab your seat. Maybe you want to just come join us as a spectator. That's a $75 spectator seat, all you can eat, all you can drink. But we're going to send somebody to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show today, and we're in that time now where the NBA is going. Mm-hmm. They're
going bye-bye.
Going bye-bye for a little while. And
the hockey went bye-bye for some reason.
It just left. They just stopped.
I look back as if Chris is going to explain to me why hockey went bye-bye, but I thought... Like when I heard about the bye, I was like, is there like, you know, the world games or, you know, every once in a while, every 4 years or so, they have those games where hockey has to stop so people can go compete for their land. And I'm like, nah, that's mm-hmm. not this year. So you just have a bye week where the rough and tough hockey guys, maybe we would talk to TVR about that.
Okay, sure.
You know, after we get into some of the LGBTQ stuff with him. But you know, how can your sport just leave?
They're tired.
They played after the All-Star break too. Like they played games and they're like, you know what? We should just chill for a little bit. Go on vacation. I'm sure the hockey people are. I wonder what the hockey people did, like the hardcore hockey heads out there who love it when you talk about their sport and hate it when you talk about anything else. I wonder what those guys and girls did while hockey was on hiatus. You know? Like, cause if you don't get enough Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane in your system, you could start. Were they like watching DVDs of the old championship runs? Like, how bye week was exchanged for 3-on-3 format in the All-Star game? What?
They had to negotiate an All-Star game format? What do they care?
Right. So two men not being on the ice gets you a week off?
Two men enter, right, one man right, leave.
Right. Like, really? That's real. They took a week off because it was a 3-on-3 format?
That's what I'm reading in this article right here. Maybe is it more taxing when you're playing 3-on-3 for the guys in the game?
But they put the teams up by division, so they're like 3 or 4 teams, right?
And it's an All-Star game. You don't have to try.
Right.
How taxing can it be if you're skating half speed?
These diva hockey players.
Nah.
Diva hockey players and their bouncing cars and spinning rims. Their big old chains. Their loud boopity boop music. They had to take a week off. These guys. No, seriously though, if you're a I don't do anything but watch hockey guy or girl, what did you like you had to just be sitting there like itching like
this
Ray.
Says
like,
the Hawks are on bye, not the NHL.
What?
So the Hawks negotiated their own bye week?
Now that's big pimping right there.
Wait a minute. We're not playing. Or does every team get a scheduled bye week throughout the season? Is that the way it works? It's like a rotating thing where each team gets a week off.
We need hockey information. No. Here they come. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Open-ended hockey question.
Here we go. Our guys, like these dudes, it's like they just sit up like the Undertaker somewhere like,
how can you
this
not
is not
know?
The time to do hockey.
It's okay.
Our guys are going to get in our butts right now about this. All right, hit the button.
No, we got to
take a break.
We'll do it after
we'll take a break and get some hockey information on the other side right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Hockey tips.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans, listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund, Instant Win Game, and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund. Let's get you what you need. Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our